Agriculture and food industry groups vowed for a continued push to find a compromise on GMO labeling legislation. American Soybean Association President Richard Wilkins said Wednesday's vote was a temporary detour in a larger effort after the Senate failed to invoke cloture on a voluntary labeling bill by Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts. Politico reports the comments echo those made earlier by Roberts himself and were followed by similar statements of confidence from the National Corn Growers Association, the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, and the Coalition for Safe and Affordable Food. American Soybean Association's president went on to say that industry leaders are close to a solution that helps the industry stay innovative while providing consumers the information they are looking for. He says following the two-week Easter recess, agriculture and food industry groups will get back to the work with leaders in the Senate and continue on the path to a compromise. Studies say ag gag laws damage consumer trust. Laws designed to prohibit hidden camera filming substantially reduce trust in agriculture by U.S. consumers. Researchers at the University of British Columbia say the so-called ag gag laws that criminalize secret recordings and obtaining employment under false pretenses is more likely to breed suspicion of farmers than to shield their public image. The Capital Press reports that among participants asked to read an explanation of such laws had a trust rating for farmers about 20% lower than for a control group that read a generic description of hay. Study author Jesse Robbins says people are likely to be left with a bad taste in their mouths when made aware of the laws. The decline in trust was noted across multiple demographics, regardless of political ideology or area of residence. Participants informed about the laws were also less comfortable with the current status of farm animal welfare and were more likely to support stricter regulations for animal agriculture. Monsanto is sponsoring a program to benefit rural school districts. The America's Farmers Grow Rural Education Program partners with farmers to provide funding to school districts across the U.S. to improve their math and science programs. I talked with Monsanto's community outreach manager, Heather Wolf, to find out how schools in our area could apply for the program.
The America's Farmers Grow Rural Education Program is sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, and it works with farmers to help positively impact their communities by supporting rural public school districts. Since 2011, the Monsanto Fund has awarded over $9 million to help keep rural schools growing through this grant program. And the program funds a variety of math and science initiatives in rural school districts.
Well, this sounds like something that school districts in our area could really benefit from. So kind of walk us through the process. How does a school become qualified for this?
Sure. There's actually a two-step process for this. And the first is that farmers have to nominate the school district. So that's what we're asking right now is for farmers to go out and nominate their local public school district. And they can do that one of two ways. They can either go online to www.growruraleducation.com and click on the Nominate Now button, or they can call us if they prefer at 1-877-267-3332. And all they'll have to do there is fill out a short nomination form and let us know which school district they'd like to nominate. Once they submit that nomination, we take care of the rest. We'll let the school district know that they're now eligible for the program and that they can submit a grant application. And then we need those grant applications to come in from the school districts by April 15th.
So do you guys accept all nominations and then it's up to the school to apply, or how does that work?
That's correct. So every county in the state of Illinois is actually eligible for the program except for Cook County. Not a whole lot of farming acres there. But all the other counties are eligible, so all of the rural public school districts there are eligible for the program. So farmers, they just need to be at least 21 years old and actively farming at least 250 acres of corn and or soybeans and or cotton and or open field vegetables, and then they can nominate one of the school districts.
Let's talk a little about the program. How long has this been going on? And give us some examples, maybe some funding that's been given to schools so far.
Sure. So the program actually started with a pilot in 2011, and Illinois was part of that pilot. And it went so well that we opened it up nationally in 2012. And every year we give away $2.3 million to schools across the U.S. So it's a big program where we get to give away grants of $10,000 and $25,000 to individual school districts. And actually, locally there, you've had three winners just last year. We had one $25,000 winner, Taylorville, and two $10,000 winners, Edwardsville and Centralia.
Well, this is great news. I was not aware of this before talking to you. Now, what do the schools need to use the funding for? Are there certain subjects, or talk a little about that?
Yeah, the only requirements that we have for the grants is that they be focused on math and or science education. And we really encourage the school districts to put together creative applications and let us know the kinds of things they want to do with their students in particular, so they can tailor this grant application to any kind of program that's really going to help their individual students. And last year, like I said, some of the school districts in Illinois had some really incredible programs. Taylorville, with their $25,000, was able to do some water quality sampling with some remote-operated vehicles. So that's some really interesting technology for students in probably the secondary schools to be able to be using out in the real world and collecting real water samples and then analyzing them and doing some problem-solving with them. And then Edwardsville and Centralia both used their money to help upgrade technology in their math and science classrooms.
Definitely a wonderful opportunity for both the students and the faculty at the schools. And I think you gave us a great overview of what opportunities are available. So just remind us again the process of applying and receiving one of these and all the information that we need to know.
Sure. So the very first thing that has to happen is that farmers have to go out and nominate their local public school districts, and we need them to do that by April 1st. And they can go to either www.growruraleducation.com and click on the Nominate Now button, or they can call us at 1-877-267-3332, and then school districts will have until April 15th to submit their applications.
And how do they submit them? Is that online?
It is. They can go to that same website, www.growruraleducation.com, and they'll click on Apply Now.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Heather. Anything else that I haven't asked you that you'd like to share with us?
You know, I just want to say thank you to all of the farmers who have already taken their time to nominate their local public school district this year. Without their help, the Monsanto Fund wouldn't have been able to make the over $9 million investment that they've been able to make in rural education over the last 5 years.
Community Outreach Manager for Monsanto, Heather Wolf. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.